Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the topic of this show is stop comparing me to others. I am my own person. I don't think anyone can be me. I just joke around sometimes, but I'm really a singer, songwriter, musician, actor, intellectual. But I don't like when someone mentions that because I'm getting a law degree or doctorate or a master, they compare me to King or Obama. Just because they're black doesn't mean or I'm black doesn't mean I have to be like them. I'm doing it on my own terms. I honestly can say that I wanted to consider law school in 2007 because on my own terms, because I had such a bad life. I didn't make it in music at that time. I made so many demos and performed at so many shows. And but so, by the way, I'm an artiste. I'm an artist. Obama's not an artist. I'm a king. They might be. Hopefully, you know, if they are, you know, that's great. But I'm an artist. I came to L.A., Los Angeles, Hollywood to be an artist. So don't go by race and don't compare me. I'm very much who I am, literally. Very much who I am. And I would never do that if I see, it's like comparing, telling, you know, see a white guy trying to be president. I'm like, oh, you're trying to be Bill Clinton. That's ignorant. Or Bill, what kind of thing is that? That'd be the same thing until I see a black woman trying to be a politician. Oh, you're trying to be Camilla. That's ignorant. Are you that low? Are you that lack of awareness or you don't have the ability to understand reality? Is your IQ that low? I ain't going to go by IQ because I'm just above average, but you know based in common sense you can't compare people to other people. So stop with the race comparison. Don't go by race with me. I'm colorblind. I mean, I like all kinds of people. I really do. But don't compare me to other black people who are famous or not just because I'm blind. I actually wanted to be, I still want to be in one. Very important to me to be an artist, and I still am an artist. I actually was inspired by Axl Rose or the glam bands, you know, Motley Crue and Nirvana. That's who I was influenced by. I actually fit in with the grunge Nirvana program even more so. So that I want to let you know that. But I'm a pop singer too, so I am influenced by all kinds of entertainers. Like, I'm influenced by a whole bunch of different entertainers. You know, it could be Queen, or it could be Madonna, it could be Michael Jackson, it could be Prince, it could be Jimi Hendrix, it could be Bob Dylan, it could be Axl Rose, it could be, you know, GNR, it could be a little bit of Poison, a little Motley Crue, it could be all kinds of things. But I have my own, I sing my own way. I could, you know, I'm influenced by Bon Jovi. I can be influenced by, you know, even today's artists, you know, they're influential. Like Taylor Swift, I admire her songwriting. But, you know, I have my own style. So I have to be my own self. That's who I am. But I'm also intellectual, so I think I am very good with my mind. I always have some kind of gift intellectually, but I never was appreciated for it. You know, when I was young academically, I didn't do the best. I didn't get the highest grade. It didn't matter as long as I do well on my own terms. But people put me on a pedestal of being so smart. I didn't realize, I didn't feel that they should. I mean, I wasn't the one getting all the A's or getting all the accolades, so they need to stop. This has to stop. Of course, I do consider myself very, very bright. It's a gift to pursue intellectual pursuits and get a group because it's a success in the society. But don't compare me or don't put me on a pedestal like that because you're wrong, you know. Actually, academia has been a double-edged sword and it has not been a great thing. I felt I was not appreciated for it, but I'm doing it to appreciate myself. The same with music. I thought I was I'm an art person, you know, me making music and stuff, and I felt I wasn't appreciated for that either. No recognition. So I suffered a lot. I feel that I deserve a chance because I paid my dues. But don't compare me to people who are totally the opposite and totally different from me. I may have my own gifts, but these people have more advantages and whatever. And even if there is no comparison, I didn't get in no freaking want to go study law for because of so-and-so. If I did, I would have quit long time ago. If you're going to study law or be in music or do anything, you're going to have to like it for what it is because it's a lot of hard work, and you have to really want to do it. Like show business. I want to be in show business. I can't just because I see the glamour. I had to work hard on making that lyric and that song and go out there and sing. I had to go to the place where you can do it, either New York or Hollywood. So I chose Hollywood. Look what happened. So I had to take a choice. It's a lot of hard work. You have to work and you have to earn it on my own terms, whether it happens or not, and I hope it do. And I, you know, when I'm getting all these degrees and stuff, because I had to have something to fall back on. Getting laid off from jobs, and I should be an artist. You know, I'm just also, you know, do a little acting. Don't look at my acting movies online because that wasn't a script. If you think I'm kind of off, whatever, I ain't reading a script. If you give me a script, I can really act. But I am on an IBM database doing little movies that were filmed in my home. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, under some mysterious circumstances, but it was fun as far as contracts is concerned, because the only thing is I didn't get paid for it. I got ripped off. Well, that's what happened. Sure, that is exactly what happened. So I had to stop. When I was filming these movies, I really, you know, sign away, you know. I know I became a fool, like in music, making music and getting a penny for it. But I'm still going for my dreams. Yes, I am. I'm still going for my dreams. I'm telling you like it is. I got nothing to hide. But don't compare me to others. I suffered a lot. And then when I'm getting degrees, they compare me to, this guy compared me to William Lindley, who want me to be a caseworker, a supervisor at San Fernando Mental Health Center. I studied, I got my BA in psychology, and I wanted to be a counselor because I wasn't sure, but I changed my mind because of the work conditions, and I wanted to just go and do something, you know, different as something to fall back on, as well as continue to pursue my entertainment pursuits. But I kept it undercover because but I'm out with it as I get older because that's what I wanted to do. That's why I came out to L.A. I didn't come out here to be no supervisor. William Lindley. Don't compare me to William Lindley. I did not want to be a supervisor or not. I came out. I mean, if I did, I'm already about got my own, you know, working with, you know, got my own music. But that's all. And stop the rumors, you know. I am not no cocaine addict. I'm not on drugs. I just have my own unique style in communicating. Yeah, I had to suffer a lot making movies and getting no money for it. And making music and getting less than a 1 cent in change. Take a bite out of a quarter. And you know what it means, being poor. So I had to go to school because the music industry, it was hard after all these years. It was. But still, despite of it all, don't compare me to others. Please. And I'm not no drug addict. Yeah, I mean, I'm well. I have my own style. I'm a creator. Yeah, I have to do what I have to do what I need to do to be me. But I'm still going to study. I'm be disciplined. I have to finish my studies but I'm not trying to do it to be Obama. That's ignorant. It's like saying, go up to a white guy and say, oh, he's going to law school. He's going to be Bill Clinton. Ignorant. Stop the ignorance. We're all colorblind. We're all individuals, okay? We are all individuals. You know, we are. We are all individuals. And by the way, if you hear me these podcasts and I sound real way out, I'm just having fun. You know, but I'm trying to make a real point. Don't compare me. It's not good. Look at people individually. I had a hard life, like I wrote that lyric in that song Unique. But I'm gonna overcome it, you know? I'm trying to make sure that I'm not destined to have my heart broken. I wrote those lyrics. And it was, you know, it was tough. It was hard work when I was in the studio writing that. So I am going to continue what I need to do, you know. I am going to do the best I can. Okay. So stop with the comparison and think with your mind, your gray matter, and not with, and don't think, don't think without a brain, okay? Think with your brain and not with your bones, okay? That's all I have to say. Because if you really think with your brain, you can really know the difference between common sense and not. Don't think with your bones. Think with your brain. Dove Knight is who I am. I am who I am originally, you know. But everybody has their own style, you know. Unless it's not for, you know, I don't like the ignorance. So, that's it. I suffered a lot, you know. I had to find my way, and, you know, I have. Making movies and not getting paid for, and I found out later I wasn't. Doesn't happen to a lot of singers and movies. Making movies and get a dime for it. Being treated like a piece, a guinea pig ready to step on for someone else to make a buck. I didn't know, and I had to stop it. I had to. So one day at a time. But remember, perception does not always go is not always aligned with reality. So if you listen to me, you think I'm in the negative thing. I'm wrong. Anything concerns, stop. Because your perception of me, if it's negative, could be wrong. So don't judge. Judging without with a lack of education has become a problem in the society. That's why we have laws against racism and all that, because racism, homophobia, sexism, prejudice against people because they listen to rock music or whatever kind of lifestyle comes from being ignorant, comes from lack of education and judgment. So stop with the ignorance. Think of people as individuals, and you'll find that you're happier and more aware than people who are not. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.